I just want to jump right in and kind of talk about how this all started and what my future plans for this podcast are. I'm very excited and I can't wait to share this with everyone. So my name is Brittany White. I currently live in Dallas, Texas, and I grew up kind of around this area. I was born in Lubbock and grew up in Wiley. It's a very small town, but it was a great place to be raised. And I'm just very excited for this journey that we're going on. I have always been someone that was very cautious of my image and always wanted to do the morally right thing. So with that being said, I often kept myself very closed off growing up and said no to a lot of things just because they didn't fit my priorities. And I was very much a perfectionist, so I would always, you know, strive for this idea of what I thought was perfect, and I never wanted to step outside of that. I'm also someone that's very introverted and very much a homebody, so I would have much rather been at home and spent time with my mom, who is like one of my favorite people in the entire world, than to like go out and go party with like friends. But it wasn't until this year, 2024, that all kind of changed for me. I started saying yes more and going out more and having more experiences, and that kind of changed how I am as a person entirely. That's kind of how this whole podcast started. This year was very important for me and for my progression as just a human being in general. I learned a lot this year and had very high highs, but also had very low lows as well. And, you know, I feel like because I was someone that was so guarded and cautious of the things that I did, that I wasn't able to experience a lot of things. And, you know, growing up, I've always been the friend that people would come to for advice, which I really cherished having that responsibility. But also at the same time, you know, I was speaking from a place of what I thought would be best versus speaking from a place of experience. So I feel like that's kind of what this year was about for me, and that was kind of gaining that experience, because there's no better way to give advice than you living that situation yourself. I just look at 2024 as the year that I learned a lot of lessons and made a lot of mistakes and took risks and just really stepped outside of my comfort box and really just lived life. And while it was fun and at times it felt like I was going through the worst period possible, it's a year that I would never take for granted and a year that I would never regret, because I think those experiences have helped shape me into the person that I am. And I know that sounds cliche, but truly being able to experience some of the things that I have, and I'll get into it in future episodes, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I think that's the beauty about life, is that there is always something to be learned and always an experience to be had and people to meet. And I'm just so excited to be able to come on here every week and just be able to share experiences and help others, even if it's just one person, but being able to connect with people and let people know that they aren't alone and that there are other people that are going through similar, if not the same exact situation. And I think that's comforting, and I think that's beautiful to be able to be selfless and, you know, use those experiences, whether good or bad or easy or complicated, being able to use that and help other people is such a beautiful thing, and I'm excited to be able to do that for others. That year, 2024, really pushed me closer to God more than ever. I grew up Catholic, and I didn't necessarily agree with every single thing, and it just felt like that wasn't for me. And over time, I just kind of fell off. I never stopped believing in God or anything like that, but my relationship did, you know, get put on the back burner, and my faith dwindled. And it wasn't until this year that I was really drawn to him and really wanted nothing more than to build that relationship with him. And I'm so grateful that I'm in a place where I feel like that faith has been restored, and I'm proudly Christian, and I wouldn't have it any other way. All this to say, I've reconnected with my spiritual side and have begun to listen to my intuition and understand what it is truly that I'm feeling, and really be able to see those signs from God that I may not have necessarily been seeing before. And that's how Open Soliloquy came about. I've always been someone that talks to myself out loud, just because I feel like it helps me think clearly. And just being so introverted and oftentimes shy, I love being able to talk to myself, because I feel like I'm the only person that can get to that deep level within my head, just because I understand myself better than anybody else can. And so oftentimes, a lot of the conversations I have with myself are the most insightful for me and the most intellectual and have the most depth, because I'm obviously able to go there with myself, and I feel comfortable discussing these things with myself. And it's a lot easier because I'm only focused on the topic at hand, versus when I am talking to other people, oftentimes I get very nervous because I'm also very socially anxious and very empathetic towards others. So when I'm talking with others, not only am I thinking about the topic at hand, but I'm also thinking about, number one, how they're gonna feel about what it is that I'm saying. But then number two, I'm also thinking about what to say, and then thinking of the different ways that they could respond to me. So like answer A, answer B, answer C, answer D, and then taking it even further and thinking about how I could respond to each one of those possible answers. So I know that sounds quite complex, and for people that aren't like socially anxious, and some of you might be thinking, wow, like that's a lot going on, but for us anxious folk, that is quite normal. And that's why I love to just talk to myself, because it's easy for me to just let things flow, and then I can dissect it and go even further, and I almost prefer it. But yeah, one day I was at work, and you know, this just kind of came to my head, and I was like, what is it called when people talk to themselves? Like, what is that? So I looked on Google, and soliloquy popped up. And I was like, wow, I've heard of that because of English and like going through poems and things, but I never really knew that that's what that was called. So I was like, okay, interesting. That's like a unique word. I really like that. I like how it flows off the tongue, soliloquy. And I was like, wow, that could be a good podcast name. And then I kept thinking, and I was like, well, if I were to have a podcast, it would be I would want it to be the conversations that I have with myself, because I love those, but I want to share them with everyone else. Like, let everyone inside of my brain. Then Open Soliloquy just like popped into my head. And I honestly took that as a sign from God. And I felt like he was saying, this needs to be your name. And for me, that was kind of fun because it reminded me of Open Sesame. And I was like, okay, that's kind of a fun play on that. But then it's like, also, it's opening the conversations that I have with myself up to the world. It's opening my journey up to the world. But then it's also opening up the idea for people to have conversations with themselves, because I think they're very beneficial, and I think a lot of people could learn a lot about themselves in doing so. And then lastly, it's also opening up the opportunity for people to open their minds to healing and having a more positive lifestyle. And I want nothing more than for everyone to just be happy and be filled with positivity and enjoy their lives and live their lives to the absolute fullest, because I think life is such a beautiful gift, and I don't think people realize how much of a blessing it is to truly be able to get to live this experience and have this experience of life. And oftentimes we get so caught up in drawn into the materialistic side of everything, but life is a gift and it shouldn't be something that's taken for granted, and it's special and it deserves to be lived in that way, and you deserve to be happy and you deserve to chase your dreams and achieve your goals and be happy. So if I'm able to help people get there, then that would make me the happiest person in the entire world. Growing up, I've always felt like I was meant to help people, and I wasn't necessarily sure how I was supposed to do that. When I was a kid, I used to play teacher a lot, and I thought that might be something that I wanted to do, but as I grew up, I quickly found that that was not my calling. For a long time, I also wanted to be a marine biologist, which I feel like a lot of kids dream about. And I even thought that all the way up until my senior year of high school. Like, that's what I wanted to major in college, because I really thought that that was my calling, and I wanted to help the ocean creatures, and then quickly found that that also wasn't my calling. It just didn't feel quite right. Then I switched my major to psychology because I then decided that I wanted to be a therapist, and for the past few years I've been going to school for that, and I've kind of been in this rut, if you will, because I feel like being a therapist just isn't my calling. And it's been so difficult for me because I felt like I was almost stuck. I knew that I wanted to help people, and I've always felt that that was kind of my purpose in life, was to be able to help other people. Like, that is truly what drives me and truly what makes me feel happy and whole. And so whenever this all came to me it just made me so passionate. And when the idea of having a podcast came across my mind, it just made me excited about life all over again. And I think everyone should be excited about life. And you know the saying of find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life? Well, that's kind of what this makes me feel like. And if I'm able to turn this into a career, then that would be everything to me. That would be such a huge blessing, and I wouldn't take that job lightly or that responsibility lightly at all. But that's kind of the place that I feel like I'm supposed to be in. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I truly feel like God pushed me into this direction, so I'm going to give it everything I have, and I'm going to try my hardest and make sure that I'm putting my all into this, because this is truly something I want. And I feel that God wouldn't put a dream in your heart unless he knew that you were able to achieve it. And so that's what I'm here to do. And so jumping back, that same day, I then looked up LLCs because I was like, this is such a great name and I just want to make sure that no one else has it. And so I looked it up, and lo and behold, it was absolutely free and open for the taking. No one had this name, and that just kind of confirmed for me that this was exactly the track and the path that I was supposed to be on. And so Open Soliloquy is mine, and I couldn't be more proud and more excited for the future of this podcast. And I'm just so excited to see where this takes me and see the connections that are built through this. And I can't wait to go on this journey with all of you. And I'm just feeling so grateful and so thankful to have this opportunity to be able to do something that I know I'm gonna love and will cherish so deeply. So thank you all for joining me for the very first episode of Open Soliloquy. I really, really hope that you enjoy and that you're just as excited about this journey as I am. And thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to join y'all for the next episode. So thank you for listening again, and I hope you have the best day or the best night whenever you're listening. Just know that I see you, I value you, and I appreciate you. And in a life where we constantly have the choice, I hope you choose to be happy, grateful, and kind. As always, I love you all, take care, and go live the beautiful life you are meant to. Bye, guys.